final Giants offseason Hard Knocks last night on Max, and it really wasn't much of anything. I feel like this was the slap on the back or the pat on the ass to the New York Giants for doing this. I think that's what this last episode was sort of a propaganda-filled, hey, it's the 100th season. Hey, they got their guys in the draft. Hey, everything is going to be great for the New York Giants and Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. So that's what it felt like to me. There was drama in the beginning of this series. This one, not so much. But, of course, they were very excited to get Malik Nabers. If there was anything that came out of it, it was that the Jets were on the phone with the Giants when the Giants were on the clock for pick number 6. And Joe Douglas was looking to trade up, seeing if the Giants were interested, which makes me think, what were the Jets looking for at that particular...
Malik Nabers. Why not?
Well, I mean, why not? I guess trading up,
maybe an offensive tackle, maybe? Well,
Alt just went the previous pick at 5. So I just wonder, I mean, yeah, I mean, saying you want to get Malik Nabers or maybe they loved Roma Dunze or whomever, maybe. But it was interesting to see that Joe Douglas was one of the general managers and Chris Ballard was another that was on the line. So it was Ballard and Douglas he took phone calls from.
Could have been one of those two wide receivers.
Yeah, could have been.
That's what I would have thought. Simply because I think all three wide receivers are going to be really good, really good. And 3 years from now, we hear them screaming about new contracts.
Of course. And that's what Joe Douglas. That's what Joe Shane said, that when you get one of these guys, when you see the numbers that the wide receivers are getting, to have a guy who is cost controlled for a few years, who has the potential to be one of the best in the league, it's a huge deal. I mean, not as much as the quarterback, and hitting on the quarterback, but close.
Well, I mean, the Brock Purdy thing is the perfect example
of
how you can win with somebody that was drafted in the 7th round, Mr. Irrelevant, not making any money, and then you could pay the Nick Bosa's of the world. You can't pay everybody, but you can pay Bosa, McCaffrey, Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Williams. They haven't been able to pay Ayuk just yet.
Williams.
Well, I'm talking about Trent Williams.
Yeah, I know. I think that he's holding out as well.
He wants more money, yes.
Yeah.
But he had a longer-term contract.
Okay.
But he wants more guaranteed money.